I grew up just south of Bucyrus. I moved a few times, but most of my life was spent in Bucyrus. And no, we didn't speak any other languages. Well, as soon as you opened the front door, you'd see the steps leading upstairs and the door to the office. The floor is like brick. It's a brick floor. And I think the walls are like cream colored with a little thing going around, like stencil going around top of it. And walk down the hall, or as soon as you take a right, and there's a kind of a bigger doorway that leads down one step into the family room. And the TV's in the corner, a couple rocking chairs, house is full of rocking chairs. And then there's another doorway out of that. You walk through a hallway, you're in the laundry room, and then into the kitchen. And the kitchen is hooked to the office, so it's kind of like a big circle. And then if you go back the other way, down the hallway, there's a big like living room. And upstairs, there's the...
Which is your favorite room?
I'd have to say the family room or the back porch. We built a back porch. Dad and I built a back porch, like fenced in. So real nice, and a couple rocking chairs out there, too.
When did you discover writing poetry?
Oh, man. Actually, I experienced the death of a really close friend it was August the 4th, 1992. And, it was really, really rough for me. And I came home and I was just devastated. And my sister threw me this black notebook and said, start writing stuff. And she's like, and she wrote poetry and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I'll start writing something. And that was pretty much it. After that, like, I was writing stupid, dirty little poems when I was like, you know, like early seventh grade, you know, stuff like that, really bad stuff. But other than that, really started writing and thinking about it when I was about 13, roughly.